Hello everyone, welcome to the Agape Podcast, a podcast about Christ's unconditional love. It's your host Liv, and let's get into today's episode. Hello everyone, welcome back to the Agape Podcast, it's Liv, and this episode is called Your Words Matter. So, we'll be looking, our main scripture for today will be Ephesians 4:29. So let's get into it. So Ephesians 4:29 reads, "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words may be of encouragement to those who hear them." So let's break this down. Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful. So oftentimes, I've heard people use this verse to be like, oh, so you shouldn't cuss. Well, yes, that's true. But you also shouldn't lie or gossip or speak rudely. And that's what we're going to be more focusing on. Oftentimes we think those words that we say don't affect others, but they do. The saying that is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Well, that is very false. Words do hurt us. In Proverbs 18:21, it says that the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. So your words do have power. The words that are not good, that come out of your mouth, they can hurt others' lives and ours. So, why are we supposed to speak good words or words of life? Well, so that your words of words can be encouragement to those who hear them. So we are supposed to speak words of life into each other and to others for encouragement. We're supposed to encourage others, and as ambassadors of Christ, we are called to reflect Him. One of the ways we reflect Him is through speaking those good words. Many people will notice there's difference in us versus the world when we speak those words of life. So I would like to challenge y'all guys this week to speak words of life to a person. Maybe you have a specific person, and just give them some encouragement. Or it could be three. I want to keep the goal simple for y'all guys. But if there is more than one person, that is more than okay. Just speak good, encouraging words. So we're not always going to be able to speak words of encouragement. There are going to be times where you're going to mess up, because that's your human nature, okay? You're not perfect, okay? But I do hope you're trying please at least try. But awesome thing is that when we do mess up, God's going to be there ready to forgive us and mend what's broken. Because of God's agape, unconditional love. So, we're going to go into good news conversation. And so, gospel is just another word for good news. And here's the good news. So, we have one great God. And He's an awesome God. And but He's holy. And so we can't be around Him. We can't have a relationship with Him because we are sinful. So we have made mistakes. As humans, we make mistakes or things that God does not like and cannot be around. So that's anything we think, do, or say that goes against God. So, like, think of, so, some of the Ten Commandments, like, lying, stealing, cheating. Those are just only a few, but you get the point. God cannot be around those things. And so, we're separated from Him. And the punishment for that is when we die, we go to hell. And let me just say, in the Bible, it's not described as a party. In fact, it's described as a lake of fire. And so, we are separated and we have that punishment. But God loved us so much that He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, into the world to live a perfect life, perfect holy life, a life that me and you could never live. And after He lived that holy life, He went to die a death on the cross that we deserve to die. But then He was buried. And then He rose again on the third day. And now, when you believe that He died for your sins, and you ask Him to come into your life, you're able to have that personal relationship with God. Experience that unconditional love, that agape kind of love, and when you die, you go to heaven. Now, it's not always going to be easy. You are going to go through those some rough times in life, but it's going to be through trusting in Jesus that you're going to be able to get through those rough times. And that's one of the cool things about being a Christian. So, if you want Jesus to come into your life, all you have to do is say a simple prayer like I'm about to say. So this prayer is very simple. So all you have to do is repeat after me. So bow your head and close your eyes if you can. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and I'm asking for your forgiveness. I believe that you died for my sins, and that you rose from the dead I turn from my sins and ask you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so happy if you said that prayer and if you got saved. If you did, please tell someone that you know is a Christian. And the reason why someone that is a Christian is because that they are going to be able to encourage you, and they're going to be able to tell you what next steps to take. So if you did say that prayer, just welcome to the family. Before we go, I just want to pray us out. So, dear God, I pray for these people who are listening, Lord, that you would just help them to be intentional with their words that come out of their mouths. And let those words be good words. And let those words honor you. Help them to be a light to others. Let them see you in them. I pray for all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We have links to all our social media in our link tree, which is also linked in the description. And if you want to email me, if you have any questions or concerns, it's all lowercase, theagapepodcast@gmail.com. All lowercase, no spaces. Thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed day or night wherever you are in the world. Bye. You have just listened to the Agape Podcast.